You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I am the station manager of WMIE and WWBC. I am the pastor of Island Community Church, and I invite you to come out to Island if you are visiting in Florida. We are in Merritt Island, or if you live around here and you're in search of a church, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church sometime and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Worship God the Father through the Son in the Spirit at our church on some Sunday. I would love to meet you, as our church family would as well. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive, so why don't you make it, put it on your calendar to come by and visit sometime. We're going through the book of Revelation at church. We just looked at the chapter 4 this past Sunday, chapters 4 and 5, actually. And that is as we are invited into God's throne room. What an incredible vision that is, seeing what's going on there and being invited into the very throne room of God. As we see the four living beings, these four awesome angels that are in charge of, you know, let's say God's protectors, as if He needed anyone to protect Him, but that's what they do. And they cry out day and night, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." That's what we're just looking at. And you're going to hear that sermon right here on the radio tomorrow from chapters 4 and 5. This is what we'll be doing probably the rest of this year as we go through the book of Revelation. Here on the radio, in between programs, we've been looking at Bible prophecy as well. Matthew chapter 24, we've gone through for quite a while, and we picked it up here in our last program, looking at the parable of the 10 virgins. Matthew chapter 25, it says, "Then the kingdom of heaven is like." What a way for him to put that. You know, you think of what's heaven like? Apple pie. Wonderful place. Meet, see family again. What's heaven like? Funny way to word it. Heaven is like 10 virgins who took their lamps and they went out to meet the bridegroom. So again, Matthew chapter 25, verse 1. "Then the kingdom of heaven will be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom." Now, 5, this is verse 2. "Five of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept." So what do we have from this? First of all, we have it's a level playing field. As I said yesterday, everyone starts out the same. There's 10 virgins representing purity, representing, well, they're waiting for their master to come back. The wise were prepared. The wise were waiting on the master. They were waiting on the bridegroom. They were in it for the long haul, you see. They were prepared for a long wait. Those that were foolish weren't prepared for a long wait. They had maybe enough oil for a little while. And then afterwards, they ran out of oil. Now, oil, we know, is representative of the Holy Spirit. So let's go on here. So five of them were wise and five were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him!" Exclamation point. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. You know, trimmed their lamps. That is, they cut off the, you know, the burning or extra or dead wick that was in their lamp. They trimmed it. They got all of the old scraggly pieces off and trimmed it. So they trimmed their lamps. All those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." Not a very Christian-like response, is it? We want some of your oil, especially if oil is representative of the Holy Spirit. Won't you help us? We need some of your oil. Can you help? And they say, "No. No, you're on your own. Go get your own oil." So again, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." Now, while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those that were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you." Now, in our last program, I know we looked at this once before, and we talked about this door shutting, that this is what I call the Lord's closed door policy, that the time is coming where he is going to close the door. And after he closes the door, well, here it is right here, Luke chapter 13, verse 25. It says, Luke 13:25, when they said, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" And he answered and said, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door." See, we've got enough to build a doctrine now. And you can go back to the Old Testament and read what happened when Noah entered the ark, back to Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, where it says, "And God shut the door," or he closed the door on the ark. That's three times now when the righteous are going to be in the ark. They're going to be in God's protective arms. The ark there went through the tribulation and through the flood, and God shut the door and protected them. And now here, again, when once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at that door, saying, "Lord, Lord, open for us," and he will answer and say to you, "I do not know you. Where you are from?" Then you will begin to say, "But we ate and drank in your presence. You taught in our streets." But he will say, "I tell you, I do not know you. Where you are from? Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity." There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. What's the Lord saying today? He's saying, friends, that not everyone is going to get into the kingdom that wants to. Not everyone is going to get into the kingdom that thinks that they are. But the time is coming, and it's going to happen all of a sudden. It's going to happen in the twinkling of an eye. It's going to happen when people aren't expecting. The Lord is going to come, and he's going to gather his elect from the four winds. And when that happens, he shuts the door. That's why Jesus said many will try to get in. You hear him? Many will try to get in. Many will try to get in and will not be able. And now with this warning hanging over all of us, We read Matthew chapter 25, verse 13, and it's exactly the same thing of what he said in chapter 24, verse 42. Matthew 24, 42 says, "Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming." Matthew 25, 13 says, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." He's saying here, if you miss this, this is why he places such a premium, and it's so important on not missing this, because if you miss this, you're lost. If you miss this, you will not have another chance to get into the kingdom. If you miss this, once the master of the house has risen up and shuts the door, the Bible says many will try to get in, but will not be able. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. You need to have oil in your lamps, friend. You need to be always looking for his return. We read too in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28. Let me turn there. Let me read it to you out of the New King James. "So Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. But to those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation." Is that you? The King James says he will appear a second time to those that look for him. Are you looking for him? Are you looking for his return? Are your eyes looking up? Remember, he says, look up, for your redemption draws near. Return of the Lord, I believe, is very near. We see all the signs around us. Just want to encourage you and remind you that he's coming again a second time to all of those, all of you, you and I, all of us that look for him. This was the great shock of this parable, is that the Lord came back unexpectedly and suddenly, and only those that were ready went in with him to the feast. You see, afterwards, people tried to get ready, but it was too late because the master had already shut the door. That's why I don't believe any of these books and nonsense out here, what to do if you miss the rapture. If you miss the rapture and you were born and raised here in this country, and if you've missed the rapture, it's because you've rejected Jesus Christ. What to do if you miss the rapture, this door is going to shut on your toes, and you will be like these other versions here. Many will try to get in, the Bible says, and will not be able. He's coming again a second time, my friends, apart from sin, to all those that look for him. We'll be back again soon here in our program tomorrow. We'll pick it up in the Revelation chapter 4 and 5 will fill out this week. And then we'll be back again here in Matthew 25 as we look at the parable of the talents. There in that parable, the Lord has given us talents, which was a weight, 75 pounds. But that's a double meaning to that, isn't it? A talent is a gift. It's something that God, it's an ability that God's given you. And then he goes away to a far country and expects you and I to use the talents that he's given us. And he's coming back a second time, and he's going to take account of what we have done with the talents he's given us. We're way out of time. We'll be back again soon with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD.